WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Negative copy on WSHM 738 and WSHF 567. Alright, WRWB 489, WSHM 738. Yeah, good morning, good morning. WRWB 49. Yep, good morning. Sorry, I got tied up a little this morning here on the phone. They're jamming, Mike, already.
I would expect, you know. I mean, they have nothing else going for them in their life. No job. No moolah.
They don't get much Social Security-wise because they ain't got enough work credit hours. Don't forget that.
Correct. Right. So, they're miserable, and that's why they do what they do.
Remember, there's a difference between being unfortunate and causing your own unfortunate situation. A big difference between the two.
That's right, that's right. Yeah.
It's like saying somebody that's in prison for the rest of their life because they murdered people, they're less fortunate. Yeah. Yeah, they're less fortunate, all right. Here's a true definition of less fortunate. Somebody that was actually crossing a road, they got hit by a bus. Now, that's truly less fortunate.
Yeah. Or like somebody getting injured on the job and having to go to workman's comp.
I never call somebody that caused their own problems less fortunate, right? So, big difference. That's the distinction I make. Is your salmon there this morning?
Oh, I haven't yet. I've been out here since, like, what, 4:15 this morning. Only one that's been out here is you, and then, of course, a couple of unwanted 2RMers.
Well, at least we give them something to occupy their morning with for a while. Other than that, it's probably a pretty boring day for them. Well, time to get on with a full week here.
Yep. Yeah, I got my plate, you know, is stacked this week. So, yep, don't have time to fool around. It was a nice day out yesterday. I mean, what, it got up to like 74? No, 80.
Yeah, it's going to be a similar thing today, just a little bit of rain in the morning, and then you know, not so much for the later part of the morning and all day, no rain. So up in the 70s, I think.
Yeah, I'll take it. You know? Yep. I will take it.
Let's see if I can get this last cup of coffee down. Yes, I guess.
What's that? You were kind of in and out with a little bacon frying.
Either the weather conditions, the winds are blowing out there, they were. I said I got about 7 minutes and I got to jump to the
ship. Yeah, copy. Yeah, today, it's going to be nice. That's good. I can do some stuff outside when I get home from work for a little bit. That's what I was doing yesterday. Cleaning up the branches from the windstorm.
Yeah, certainly knocks out branches out of the tree when it gets windy, so it'll be something today, I'm sure. Pretty windy earlier.
Yeah, I got a lot of trees around here, and when they drop, you know, their branches and stuff, it makes a mess. But luckily I have a fire pit. I just put all that stuff in a pile, and at a later day I'll cut it up and then just put it in the fire pit.
Yeah, well, that's one good way to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. You know, nobody around here, you know, it's legal, so nobody says nothing.
All right, I'm going to pop in the shower here and get rolling, so I'll catch you in a little bit here, Mike. WRWV 49 to WSHM 738.
All right, yeah, plus that'll give the QRMers ample time, you know, to get things ready.
WSHM 738.
Yep, what's going on? WRWB 49. Heading out the door.
Heading out the door.
WSBG 754, get your watch.
I got it. Good morning.
Morning, 10 there, Charlie.
Morning, guys. A little wet out here today. I guess it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow.
Grass is going to need cutting after this week.
Yeah, a neighbor across the street cut his yesterday, so I guess it's that season now.
Yeah, I need a push mower. I don't want to keep borrowing my daughter's for the front grass. I have a zero turn, but I'm not ready to drive on it yet with that big monster. Maybe another year. Maybe never with the zero turn again on that. Too heavy, I think, for the ground. And anyways, I was thinking about buying this Toro with the, you know, Honda doesn't make lawnmowers. They made the best. I don't know if you know anything about push mowers. Honda made the best.
I don't remember if mine's a Troy Bilt or a Murray, one or the other. I think it's a Troy Bilt. I've had it several years. It does all right. I need to either sharpen the blade or get a new one this year.
Well, Honda got fed up with all the regulations, right? They can't deal with it anymore, so they quit producing them. I think 2023. But I think some people still buy engines from Honda, and they do build the best engines. Jammers! Spurs.
Problem yet.
Yeah, and you doubled with Charlie, and that was kind of a draw, I think, for the most part. What's that, Charlie?
I said mine's either Troy Builder or Murray, probably with the Briggs and Stratton on it, but it haven't had a problem with it.
I heard you say that, and most of those are made by a company called MTD, most of them.
Yeah, MTD products.
You know, they're just outfitted with different engines and different options and, you know, blah, 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 different flavors. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. Push, self-propelled, Briggs and Strat, Honda engine, Kohler, you know, et cetera, side discharge, mulching, rear discharge, rear bagging, you know, all that crap. I think I had a Troy built. You know what I liked about that one, Charlie, is it started up. It rewound for the next time. As long as it started the first go, it already had the auto crank on it, like spring-loaded thing or something.
Yeah, spring assist. I got a wheel whacker like that. Troy built with spring assist.
But the only thing you have to do really is either sharpen the blade or put a new one on this year.
You only get one shot with that, Mike, and so if it starts, you're good, and most times it did, you know, just if you were out of gas and didn't realize it. Once you spun that one free one, you were done.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, we doubled again. I didn't have nothing important to say, no biggie.
All right.
I also got a mower here that's, it's ancient. It's crank start.
Pretty nice, 63, no coat weather.
Yeah, they're talking severe weather today or tomorrow, mostly maybe tomorrow, but we'll see.
What's gas up your way?
382 at my normal stop.
382, that's all I heard.
382 at my normal stop.
Okay, yeah, still kind of hasn't come down any.
By me, it's 365. And if you have speedway points, well, then it's you get like 11 cents off from that. Or not points, but a speedway card. Yeah, 365.
I know 374 here at the chill box at Utica and 13.
Alright, it is what it is. It didn't go up anymore anyways.
So, I think what's happening is a lot of these stations are price gouging. That's what's happening. Because, yeah, even the station in downtown Mount Clemens, they were like, $3.70 a gallon. But everywhere else around town, it's like almost $4. I'm like, ooh, that makes no sense.
Yeah, it was like $4.19 last Friday at my normal stop up there, and then yesterday it was back down to $3.74 or something.
$4.19?
Sure enough was.
Gougers. I would never shop there again.
It's probably that one that's what, right off the freeway there, or off I-94. Because a lot of the stations that are right off I-94, they're going to be about maybe 10 to 15 cents higher. It's just that, you know, it's a guarantee.
Price of gas is getting out of control. I'm going to go park my vehicle under my mother's carport, and it can stay there for months on end.
That is 419 at my normal stop downtown Marysville at the BP. You're talking about the Maritime at the truck stop. I'm not sure what it was. I never really look at that one. I never go there.
Yeah, that's the one I was referring to. Did you really want to call that a truck stop? I mean, it's... That gas station's kind of run down and dingy.
Yeah, it's a truck stop. It's, you know, got trucking out back, truck fuels at Island. Yeah, it is run down and kind of old.
Not like the Loves, you know, up there on 69 there. Or what's that other one? 94 in Wadhams? Yeah, the other Loves there on Wadhams 94.
Yeah, their gas is usually higher. There's also, I think, a Mobile across the road, across 94. I've never gone to that station in all the years I lived here.
Wow, so they're, what's 349? That must be some E85 stuff. WSHM 738. What's that BP Visa gas? That seems pretty cheap. Is that a new name for E85 or something?
What was that? I didn't catch it.
I seen one gas station, 349 cash. That's pretty cheap.
That may be legit. Around here are like 10 cents cheaper than, you know, 15 cents cheaper than other stations. It's just all to do with price gouging.
Crazy. ATM should be as good as cash. I mean, it's not a credit card.
So I feel about it too, man. I'm doing a debit, man. You're getting your cash right away with no fee.
Yeah, some gas stations do not treat it like a credit card, but I'm sure others do.
Oh, they do. Trust me. They'll still charge you that fee for using your debit card. That's why I try to stick to using cash at the gas station.
Banks are charging convenience fees. It's not only at gas stations, it's at restaurants, stores, and all that. They charge a fee.
All right, I'm here. I'm going to go in and make my coffee and see what's happening. I'll catch you guys this afternoon. WSBT 754.
Good to see you, Charlie. Good morning.
Yep, we'll catch you later, Charlie.
It's time you got to get rolling today there, Mike.
Oh, that's a lot, 9.
I get to drag your feet today.
Yeah, well, no, because I got other stuff to take care of before I go. So I will be busy, you know, after 7 o'clock here.
All right, I'm going to fly, Mike. I'll catch you. Good. I only got a few minutes left. WRW.
catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Good morning, WSHP 336 mobile monitoring.
WRWB 49 or standing by.
WSIT 839 listening.
All right, we got something.
HNSX 411. HNSX 411.
Oh, what do you like, Sam?
Yeah, I'm
coming out on a Radiosity DB20 on a Westland with like a 7-foot antenna on the roof. It's not getting any reception. Kind of weird. Here in a minute. This is WSEG 417 out for about 2-3 minutes.
Mike, I got a lot of bacon. You have a good day. I'll talk to you when you get back on this side of town. Cause I don't know where you're at, but you don't sound very good.
How about now? Is that better? I just turned.
Hear you loud and clear, Mike.
Clear, hey, what's going on?
USGG 772 Shelby Township. I'm on my way to the bank to make a car payment.
Right around.
My biggest payments is in the middle of the month. The mortgage and the car payment.
That's how it usually goes. Those are the two biggest ones. Thankfully, my cars are paid off, and, you know, and my mortgage isn't too bad.
Yeah, I lease my cars. I like to get a new car every 3 years, plus I hardly put any miles on them. And the last car I turned in had like 18,000 miles on it.
Yeah, copy. Okay.
Seems like every time I bought a car was a lemon, put my whole life savings in every freaking car I bought, so I started leasing, and every 3 years get a new car, and something happens to it, doesn't come out of my pocket, it's a lease.
I hear you. Makes sense.
I might lose you because I'm going underneath the thing at the bank, so, and I'll be right up against the building.
You're loud and clear. I was just at the drive-thru here getting something to eat. USDT 754, you got me. WRWB 49.
WSBT 754.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, just trying to get the heck out of town, man.
I hear you, man. It's a nice day out today, man. 80 degrees. I got it in my carrier.
Yeah, I see that, man. I got 81 on mine. Heck yeah, I'll take it. Go from heater on one day to the air conditioner the next.
Be Michigan, man. That's just the way things are here. Really bipolar.
Yeah, we're starting to get real busy at the shop again. And got jobs getting dropped on me 3 times today. Oh, man, I barely got enough people to run what I got.
I hear you there, man. Busy, busy. And if I don't even have enough help to, you know, to get these jobs all done.
I don't. Every time they give me some people, man, they end up taking them into another department. And the helper I had coming on night shift, they took him back, and he's running a saw. Like, oh, my God, man, I got all this work, and you're taking my help away, you know? Don't be screaming at me when you ain't getting your parts.
Jeez, old pizza. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, and I had a job get dropped on me today. I was expecting it. There's 600 pieces, and it only takes about 8 minutes, so it ties up one person pretty much nonstop. And I got everything else running, so I don't really have anybody I can put on it. And you know, I'm trying to hire people. Nobody wants to work.
Rather work from home, or they'd rather just collect food stamps and cover them in handouts.
Yeah, I'd rather go over in the other department, the grind department. You only have to run one machine over there, just one. They got the kid, CEO of the whole company, his kid's working over there. He's got an 8-minute cycle. And he's probably getting, I don't know, 4 parts a day, watching his phone. Ain't nobody saying shit to him about it, but that's all right.
Now we doubled for a sec.
Saying I got CEO of the whole company and his kids working with us over in the grind department. One machine, one at a time. That's all they run, one at a time over there. It's got an 8-minute cycle. It has like 130 parts. He's been on it for 2.5 months now. Ain't getting anything done, but that's all right. And then they just dropped one off on me that's about 8-minute cycle. And they want me to run that while I'm running three other machines.
Crazy.
These are the days that I just don't want to go back. And it's like, you know what? I'm retired. See ya.
Nobody wants to work, like I was saying before we doubled down, you know. Even the Greek and Albanian diners can't even get no one to come in and work. I mean, and they're offering incentives, you know, as far as like being prep cooks and stuff, and they still won't offer. They won't take the offer. You know, they're just too damn lazy. I mean, it's pretty sad when you got geriatrics still back there cooking your food and waitressing and buffing tables. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, this country's going downhill fast, man. It's just, nobody wants to do anything anymore. And then to get them to do anything, you know, they want $40, $50 an hour just to get out of bed, you know?
This guy I went to elementary school with, and middle school. He complained because he had to go back to the office, you know, drive all the way from Ann Arbor to the tech center to work at the big blue building every day. And he's like, man, this stinks. You know, I got to actually put a noose on and go to work. I can't just be in my bathrobe and slippers at home.
Yeah, and get nothing done, you know. Yeah, well, I'm glad they're starting to get people back in the office. COVID had everybody working from home, man. I didn't get that lucky. You know, it's just, now everybody wants to work from home.
Cousin like that, you know, he works for Harman Kardon. They got a design facility out there, like towards, like, Novi. Anyway, you know, he's all happy because he gets to work from home in his home office. He's a design engineer for doing interiors and, electronics, you know, for the interiors and the battery systems for these electric vehicles.
Well, you know, I got TV on and we're sitting outside, you know. Yeah, well. I'm not feeling sorry for people that are getting forced to get their butt back in the office.
They're supposed to be working. Like, this one guy I know, I take care of his brother, but I take care of him sometimes, but he said when he was working for, I think it was either, was it Lockheed Martin at the time, or it might have been, it might have been Kcom. Anyway, they had this woman. She was, working from home, supposedly, while she was working her retail job. So she was working two jobs at one time, and a government job that she was working was a top secret, level clearance job. And she's bringing the laptop to her other job and doing, both jobs at one place.
Jeez, man. Well, at least he was getting out of the house. Oh, my God. Never ends, Mike. Never ends.
You're a government employee, you know. Some people fail to realize that your devices are tracked. So, whoops.
Anyway, after today of running my butt off, I know my dog's going to want to go for a walk when I get home. Might be throwing him in the truck and drive over to my daughter's place and let him play with his girlfriend over there for half hour or so and then come back home, because I sure don't feel like going for a mile walk.
I'd still take the dog for like a 5 mile walk and then, you know, and then come home. I'm good on that, man.
Well, I know it's about a mile and a quarter, and it's a mile and a quarter of tug of war. You know, trying to get them to, you know, stop sniffing, let's go. Take a quick sniff and let's go. Or it's from one light pole to the other, man. You know, get a couple steps away from the one light pole, now he's dragging you to the next. And then he gets there and he doesn't want to go away from it. And drag him from there and then he drags you to the next one. So it's about a mile and a quarter and about 30 minutes of tug of war. And I don't feel like it today.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. You know, during COVID, you know, I would do that. You know, come home, take the dog for like a, you know, like a 3 mile, you know, walk. Well, sometimes I do six miles, you know, round trip, whatever. You know, then I'm like, you know what? I just anymore, I'm tired, man.
Exactly. And I'll just ride home in the truck and drive over to my daughter's and let him play around with his girly friend over there for about a half an hour and then drag him back and go home. So there you go, buddy. That's it.
Right. No.
Man, they just might get that building here at 23 and 94 done sometime this year. They've been on this thing for a while. I think it's supposed to be a hotel.
To replace the 15-minute one next door, you know, where you can get all your tree candy and loads of fun for 15 minutes.
What's that now?
The roadway in, you know, that's next to the one that's the building now, you know, that's the one you go to if you want your 15 minutes of fun or your street candy.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, they've been on this one for a while, man. Looks like they're making some progress, so they got windows in it.
And again, give it time, that new one there, you'll be seeing Chesterfield there every day, you know, because someone's doing something, you know, either a woman's turning tricks and, you know, and or you got some, you know, underage ring going on there, you know, the prostituting or street candy, who knows what.
That sounds like the Heroin Hotels there at Little Mac and 13 Mile between Little Mac and the Gratiot. Forget what that is, not a Maribest or whatever it is, I don't know, but yeah, you see the cops there quite often.
Well, you got the Microtel there, and then you have the, was it the Fairfield Inn? That's up the road from that Microtel. And then the extended stay. There's like three of them, I think, in that area.
Yeah, the one right next to IHOP, man. There's always shady people coming in and going out of there.
Still Baymont. Yeah. All them over there are crapshoots. It's like those ones on Grossbeck, you know, like the Flamingo, M97, Frazier, the Skipper. Where are you at right now? You almost at the end of your rope?
I just crossed 26 miles. I got a little bit of ways to go, but yeah, I'm coming up to it.
Yeah, Roger, WRWB 49. You're sounding good right now. You're still getting in.
WSBT 754. Yeah, over that time, I mean, I started getting scratchy, and at least on the receive right about now. But once I get past the rest area and I go past the first overpass and head down that hill, that's it, I'm gone.
If I hear that, it's starting to get a little crackly right now.
Yeah, that's normally when I tell a lot. You know, I just don't want people to have to strain to hear me, you know. I'd rather be full quieting.
Get yourself a little kicker.
Yeah, that's alright. Well, I get what I get, and that's, you know, that's all I do. Yeah, I did holler at Sam yesterday from the house. There was a bit of an opening. I wasn't full scale, but he said he could hear me okay.
Okay, well, there you go. Now, at least you got in for a minute.
There's some guy in St. Clair that just got his GMRS license, and he's trying to get himself set up. Of course, you know, he's got a mouth thing and an antenna or some kind of A-breed foldable antenna, I don't know. He can hear me when he was in one room, but I couldn't hear him, obviously. And so I showed him a couple of antennas that he could build that might be able to work out his window, you know, with a little beam or something. And he bought a radio, a DB25, the 25 watt and whatever it is. And he bought that, and he got it all in and everything. And he used that foldable antenna that goes on the HT on in that thing. And I couldn't hear him at all, man. He couldn't hear me, and I couldn't hear him.
The DB25 and the QB25 radio oddity, they only push like 20 watts. That's it, not 25.
Well, they say they're 25 watters, but yeah, you're not going to get all that. But still better than his 3 or 4 watt mouth hang.
Well, yeah, for sure. And that antenna he's using, it's like a military-style fold-up antenna. It's like flat, like a tape measure-style antenna.
Yeah, I think that's what he had. I can't remember the name. A3 or something. I don't know. But, yeah, it was something like that. He pulled it up into like a trifold. I don't hold out much hope for him, but... You know, he's going to try and build himself some kind of an antenna that he can get out his window. He's renting, so he can't install a full-scale outdoor antenna.
Have him try and use a J-pole then, you know? I mean, that's... I know it's not for 65 centimeters, but, I mean, you could give it a long shot, you know?
Yeah, I think he's going to try and build a little beam. He says he might be able to handle that, so we'll see. All right, Michael, I just passed the rest area, and I know I'm getting scratchy, man, so I will send 5-4.
We'll catch you later, man. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSHB 336 mobile monitoring. WSHB 336 mobile monitoring. Repeat that last transmission, came in a little spotty. Conan and Sugar Bush is backed up. WSHB 336, clear.
VV 690 mobile.
Yeah, we're out here. We're out here by the airport, 848 94 Metro.
WSDU 202, good evening. Good evening, this is WSMF 861, reporting from Madison Heights. I am standing by and monitoring.
WSMJ 418, come in.
Big storm is moving. Big storm is moving in, man. We got the WSJBK2 calling for Sloppy Joe. You got it. You got it.
Sloppy Joe, clear.
Thanks for the heads up. This is WSMF861 Chris reporting from Madison Heights. There's a lot of lightning, and it looks like it's about to hit us here, too.
Batten down the hatches.
Twenty-six.
Yeah, what's up, man? Had a little bit of a weak signal, but yeah, we see the lightning. I didn't even know it was supposed to rain until I looked out the window. Yeah, there we go again, huh?
Here we go.
Yeah, all right. What'd you do today? Sure, he was over there working at the Twin Towers, man, all day. I was getting ready for work all day. WSJV3Q. Over. Interfering with your signal a little bit, but real crackly. Make sure you're hitting your high power, you know, about 2 and all in your transmitting. Breaking up, man. Real hard to read you. You might want to consider getting a little base unit there, man, for the house there. Yeah, that's all I can think of, you know, base or something. Home unit or something. That thing don't sound too good. How do I sound?
Real junky. Real junky. Little radio don't sound good either, man. That's a little radio thought.
That last transmission was a little bit better. I can hear how bad my radio is. Not feeling good, man. I'm sorry to hear that. So you're not happy with my Bofang over here, you know? It cost me like $200 or something.
And I'm just messing around. It's good. It's a $59, what they call it, TID Radio H9. And it's just like $6, I think it was, man. Ain't too bad, but I am definitely considering the base. But I'm outside on the porch right now, and it sounds a lot better.
Yeah, it sounded better when you went outside. But the lightning is messing with the signal real bad. So it's probably not the best time to be doing, like, getting the best radio check out here. Yeah, that's good, man. I got to go back to work tomorrow.
Good luck with all that. Hopefully it ain't raining tomorrow.
Well, it's supposed to get a little rain overnight, maybe a tiny bit in the morning, but from the last weather report I looked at, we're supposed to be okay. Let me look at them real quick. Tomorrow, AM clouds, PM sun, man. AM clouds, PM sun.
Yeah, I'm looking over your way there, of course. Madison Heights over there, warm, man. I mean, yeah, we definitely got some lights flashing over there, man.
Yeah, copy that lightning. We had some wind, real strong wind again last night, man, that blew the panels out of my greenhouse. It was awful, man. About 3-4 in the morning or something, I woke up to the sounds of destruction, man, and super high winds again. WSJV382.
WSJ418, man. I got a greenhouse too, bro, and I use silicone around my panels. They've never blown out, not one time. I've had some big strong winds, so the silicone really helps. But I think part of the window at the top is to kind of open a little bit and kind of release the pressure. So the windows will blow out like that. Over.
Yeah, well, I've been trying little different tricks, but none of them seem to be working. The panels are getting old, and so they're getting weak. I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'm going to try to hold on to it as long as I can before it just finally blows away, man. like the Wizard of Oz, and I'll wake up one morning and it'll be gone.
Yeah, I got mine from Costco about 2 years ago. We built it, man, and I haven't had any issues. I'm not saying that it hasn't happened. I've had some pretty good winter storms over here. We got the sort of sound.
Yeah, well, we certainly had enough rain and wind and all that stuff, man, to last us a little while. And then last time I told you my antenna blew down. Finally got that back up. What a nightmare.
Yeah, just go and scan handle antenna, man. It shouldn't be that big, man. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not, dude, but I had to go up on the, I'd take all the old stuff down, and I had to go up on the roof and climb up the tripod, you know, 10-foot tripod. I'm standing there hanging onto that thing, one hand and a wrench with the other, you know, and a duct tape in my teeth, you know. It was awful. But I got it done, and it's real good now. It's real good. Man, I'm standing outside here on the front porch, and the lightning's real bad. I hope it blows over quickly.
I'm watching it all right from here from my porch there now. Duct taping your teeth, standing on the tripod with one wrench. That's funny as hell, man. Sorry. Yeah. Over.
Yeah, it looks like a monkey up there. All the neighbors was laughing, man. They thought it was real funny.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm trying to talk to the space station. Don't fall.
Yeah, okay. But no, I guess it was probably time for a new antenna anyway. That thing I've had for probably 30 years. I don't know. It seemed that, you know. I got a real nice replacement, though. Real nice one, man. Yeah, what you call it there? Yeah. It's made in Italy. Cost me about $100 or so from Amazon. Then I bought some more stuff from Amazon. Turns out it's from Shenzhen, China, man. You know, Amazon should make you aware if you're going to be getting something shipped from China. So now I got to wait 4 months for this stuff. You can't cancel because it's already on the boat, right? Hey, got to be...
I got a phone call coming in. Stand by.
WB49, and we're standing by.
I copy you loud and clear. This is WRWR357.
What's going on? I think it's, Randy?
Yes, it is, my man. Wow, you have a great memory. And you put me to shame because I'm drawing a blank now. I know we've talked before in the past, but I've been off the air for a while.
A hot minute. Yeah, you got Mike over here. Like I was telling, I think it was Don, you know, I have an inkling for voices, man. You know, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you do. It gets a little tough with me because for some reason here in the rapid fire call signs, you know, I guess like the veteran, you know, ham guys, they can pick it up right away. I need to hear it like 3 or 4 times, and even then it doesn't stick in my brain for long. It's not like a name that it's easier to remember.
I remember you like it was, you know, like yesterday. You know, that's like, there was somebody else out here. I picked them off, and they had been out here in like almost 2 years. And they were like, wow, that's me. Wow, it's a good memory. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I can remember things.
Yeah, well, I'm impressed. A little jealous. It's a great skill to have. I have a good memory for most things, but for some reason that connecting a name to a call sign and then hearing the call sign and making that connection, it's been tough for me since I've gotten in the radio, but it's slowly getting better. It doesn't discourage me too much, but I could read a whole book, though, and pretty much tell you everything that happened in it, though.
Remember the one time I think we talked, I was on a, I was on my HT at Wetzel State Park, and I was getting through it on the Detroit machine, on my little 5-watt, you know, handheld.
So Wetzel Park, that is like, is that like 29 mile, 30 mile or something, kind of like Ray Township maybe? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
Next township, New Haven, Lenox, right there.
Okay, yeah, so next to Ray Township, yeah. So the interesting thing about that geography from like where I'm at here and, you know, near Mount Clemens, is as you go north into those northern towns like Armada and that, they're kind of up on like a ridge. So I've actually made simplex contacts with, you know, 20 miles away or 15, 20 miles away with guys that live in the area just because it's all a gradual slope up to them, so you have like good line of sight. But then I can't talk to a friend that's, you know, like 3 miles away because of, you know, line of sight obstruction.
Do with the troposphere, the obstruction, the foliage, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's funny that you live in some of these, talk to someone that lives in like a valley, you know, it's like about 30, 40 miles across, but you think about it, it was like a gentle sloping valley, and you think about it, it's kind of the inverse of, you know, the circumference of the earth, you're battling the horizon, where this, everyone's sort of like kind of facing each other, so you can be on one end of the valley and talk to someone 40 miles away on the other end of the valley, you know, no problem. You know, crystal clear signal, simplex, and, you know, and make it consistently every time.
There was a guy I used to talk to in the morning, you know, during the fall months, like end of summer to fall, and he'd sit out in that parking lot over there by Soaring Eagle, and he was getting in the Mount Clemens. Every morning, you know, for like about a month straight, you know, for about a half hour, then you lose them, of course, once the sun came up and the temperature changed.
Yeah, that summer ducting or that troposphere ducting, whatever happens at that time, that's a lot of fun. The longest contact I had was a guy in, he said he was on over in New York State on, you know, somewhere like south of Buffalo or wait. Right there with the edge of Lake Erie, and, you know, he was kind of up on a cliff, or a high, you know, elevated the water, and he made it all the way to Mount Clemens.
To that same guy, you know, sometimes, like, you know, if you got a good, you know, outdoor antenna for your TV, and you point it, you know, southeast a little bit, you know, pick up stuff from, you know, Toronto and upstate New York all the time. You know, for a few hours, it comes and goes.
Oh, I never tried that. I wonder if you still get that in with, like, all the digital stuff. I do remember that a little bit from Canada when I was a kid. You know, I was back in the analog days, but I tell you what, those directional antennas can make a difference because I walked in the Stony Creek Metro Park there and kind of hiked to that highest point there, and I was calling out and got a guy from about 50 miles away, and man, he was on a Yagi, and he sounded like a radio station coming in. It's pretty cool to hear.
The highest point, you know, over there by Mount Vernon is like, it's right like towards the entrance of the park there where the guard shack, where the, well, the the shack is there and that when you first come in.
Oh yeah, I know that spot. You know, you, if you park your car there and you want to use the mobile, you kind of got it, kind of slightly overlooking like the metro area, which is nice. But I actually had like this hand walkie-talkie, you know, with clients. I think it's Mount Sheldon. It's like the tallest point there, and it's kind of got like a clearing at the top. And I stood there on the park bench up there and tried to. I think I made like 4 or 5 contacts with people. Simplex.
Made, you know, content from up there, and it's pretty neat.
So I've actually had the radio off for a while. I've just been busy and other stuff going on, and so just kind of curious. I had to just, you know, turn it on, had it on scan, and like how busy has this repeater been?
They're not linked anymore because of all the unwanted QRM. You know, it's busy in the mornings. You know, I'm out here every morning, you know, talking to people. You know, we got the morning crew going to work, and that's about it.
So I'm kind of curious when the morning crew, if that's a certain time frame, but what I have to get the radio back in the vehicle. I had a different vehicle, and so I get that back. Because that was kind of fun. It made the commute to work enjoyable. And, you know, as far as the not being linked anymore, I don't mind that because, you know, yes, it was nice to have more people on there, but sometimes it got congested. But I like to be able to get on and know that I'm talking to people that are within, the footprint of this, repeater. Because it is, you know, sometimes you want to use, Is anybody in this area? Why is there so much traffic, or what's going on? You know, like local stuff, you can get information. It makes it a little nicer.
Yeah, right. You know, but yeah, that's the reason why they're not linked, because of the unwanted, you know, QRM. And it's funny because the people that cause the QRM sometimes want to use it. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, that is ironic, but, you know, there's always going to be that kind of people, I guess. Just ignore them and move on with life.
Yeah, but anyways, I'm usually out here every day at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I come out here in the afternoons and talk to a few people around 3:45, 3:30.
Okay, well, I'm driving to work at like 7:30, so I'm going to be a little late. I'm probably not going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go on the radio, but hey, more power to you guys. I'm sure you have it all to yourselves. It's nice. This is WRWR357.
WRWB49. Well, we do have it, you know, to ourselves until the unwanted, QRMers, you know, get up and they bust out the HTs and then they want to try and, jam you while you're talking.
That makes you think of back in the day being at, like, an amusement park or whatever, and you'd have some, the cheap FRS walkie-talkies to, you know, communicate with family or at, like, a state park or a campground or something, and you could hardly use it because every channel was taken up with, you know, toddlers holding the transmit button down, just talking gibberish.
Remember the fad, you know, when FRS and GMRS radios were like at its, you know, peak back in the late 90s and early 2000s, everybody I knew in high school had one. You know, we all had HT of some kind.
Yeah, they had that period of time between, you know, right before everyone had a cell phone or anything depending on that. And then just after that moment, like, you know, walkie-talkies were kind of, you know, they were kind of cheesy and they didn't work real well. They were like that, you know, 49 megahertz, you know, tenth of a watt kind of thing. And then they just weren't that great. And then, you know, GM Rush, Rush come on, you know, in the 90s, they were much better made. They would work from longer distance. They had much more, 10 times the power. And, you know, they sounded much better. They had a lot of static and stuff. They had their popularity there for a while.
I had a pair of Motorolas, you know, when they came out, the FRS, you know, 50s, and then I graduated the FRS, I think it was 60, which was, those had the, they were, you know, 22 channels, which, you know, gave you, 65 centimeters, so you could do GMRS.
Yeah, I remember as a kid having... just begging, getting in the mid-late 80s, used realistic brand walkie-talkie. They still have them, you know, big, long, flimsy telescoping antenna, and they were a tenth of a watt, and, you know, they were like, well-made. They weren't, like, the cheap toy ones that kids got, but, like, the cheap G.I. Joe ones or whatever, but, like, we still had to be kind of, we'd go out in the woods, meet a friend, and we still had to be kind of almost see each other to be able to talk to each other, so... I was amazed when those FRS came out and you could, you know, go a couple blocks away and still contact each other. We thought that was pretty special.
For sure.
I think there was a movie, you know, PG movies from the 80s or whatever, and it was two boys that were friends, and they had each had a walkie-talkie that, you know, they lived in the same neighborhood or whatever, and they would talk every night. It was like crystal clear, right? And sort of like when you watch Stranger Things, and they're all over the place talking crystal clear to each other with those old TV walkies. And so as a kid, you're thinking that you're gonna be able to do that, and then you get whatever walkie-talkie, you know, guy, and it was like wasn't even close. You just hear like static or maybe a little bit of mumbling, and. Didn't live up to the reality in the TV show, that's for sure.
That movie with Ethan Hawke when he was a kid, the Explorers, where they take that tilt-a-whirl ride and they turn it into a spaceship and they go up into outer space.
Oh yeah. You kind of jog. Jarred loose some memory there. That's been a movie I remember, but I probably haven't seen it in almost 40 years. Couldn't tell you what happened in it, but I do remember the premise, though. Yeah, that was kind of fantasies I had as a kid.
To power the ship up, they were using an Apple II computer to fly the ship.
Now in the movie, they go into space, I guess, but was it like kind of in their imagination, or did they literally like make it to space in this homemade spaceship? I can't remember.
Made it to space. They were able to you know, fly this thing in outer space, and. The reason why they built the thing is because this alien intelligence, you know, was you know, sending them you know, signals in their dreams, you know, to build this, the plans to build a spaceship to make contact with them, you know, these teenage you know, AI or artificial intelligence, you know, or artificial intelligence, but you know. Space aliens, you know, so they can make contact with people from Earth.
Okay, so that was kind of the part where you spent the disbelief was that, like, okay, it wasn't just these regular adolescent boys that came up with this design. It was aliens that helped them, and that's how they were able to make it work. So, okay, that's ever on, like, streaming or something, I'll have to catch it, see if it holds up at all. I'm guessing it doesn't. But when you watch those kind of movies as a kid, they really seem magical until you see them years later. Like, what was one? Flight of the Navigator probably came out around the same time. And you know, I saw it here 30 years later, and I was like, why was I so into that?
I know what you mean. I think it might be on Pluto or Tubi, you know, or what's the other one? That other streaming network. Roku. It might be on one of them.
Hey, Mike, it was nice chatting here. I'm getting a call right now. I want to take it, so I'll make sure I have the radio on, man, and maybe we'll talk again. And if everyone's wide awake at 4 a.m., I'll have to turn it on and see if you guys are and catch up with the morning crew. But you take care. Enjoy the rest of the evening. This is WRWR357, clear on your final.
All right, man, we'll talk to you later. Another movie I just watched too with Matthew Broderick was War Games. It's another one. All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WRVT 771 to 357, you still out there?
Yeah, this is 357. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just listening to you guys' conversation about the old school walkie-talkies, and I was in the same boat. A family around the corner got some, and I thought they were the coolest things ever, and I think that was what led me in the GMRS. So I definitely agree with you there.
Yeah, it's awesome to hear. That was my best Christmas ever, man. They're kind of pricey for what my parents could afford them, where I begged and they got them. And me and some friends, we had a lot of fun, man. We thought we were the coolest kids in the neighborhood, starting around town with those. Must have been only like 11 years old, but it was we had a lot of fun. But that's cool here. But I got somebody calling me. I'm trying to call them back, so I'll catch you later. This is WRWR357.
Copy that, sir. WRVT 771. And just put it out there. I don't know if anyone else is listening. Does anyone know when the Detroit repeater is going to be back up?
WSIK 839, listening.